Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so I teased it up and said the center of gravity is shifting politically in America, and it's shifting rightward. I aim to prove myself right in this segment and show you exactly how that's happening and how it's not short-term. This is probably generational, and that is something to definitely keep an eye on. There are three ways this is happening, and none of them have to do with the polling on midterms. That's why I wanted to get that out of the way first, because a lot of people are looking at the polling on midterms for next year and saying, wow, that's actually pretty good for Republicans. Could they hold the House? Could they not? I don't know. Based on the polling, yeah, it's very possible they could. I've seen some data that suggests that the national vote, like the generic Dem versus Republican national vote, needs to be at about +3 for Democrats under the current situation to barely take back the House. Now, that goes down to individual races, mostly in those swing districts, but that's about where their watermark needs to be. And they actually want it to be a lot higher than that. Otherwise, it would be pretty close.
Does that math change with redistricting?
That's exactly where I'm going, Brad. That is number one in our stop on the way the politics of America are going to be shifting here shortly. And actually are. That's already started. So Texas has done it. Missouri is currently doing it. California is going to try to counter. Oregon might counter. I think Maryland maybe has one seat. But for the most part, it's Republican states that have the most to gain. Here's Harry Enten talking about how redistricting, which is happening now, could shift everything rightward and how many seats Republicans stand to gain.
That's what I was going to ask. One change from that cycle is also this mid-decade redistricting effort that we've been covering so much. Add that in, and what do you get?
Okay, so we add that, and we take a look at the national picture, but then we, of course, taking a look at the state legislators, right? They are potentially changing things, and there are two things that are going on here. First off, net mid-decade redistricting gains. If both sides max out at this point, there are more Republican gains possible than Democratic gains. Yes, the Democrats might try to counter a Texas and a California, but you go along in the different states and basically Democrats run out of room where Republicans are able to gain and gain and gain. If both sides max out, we're probably looking at a GOP gain of +7 House seats.
All right, I'm going to write that down, a GOP gain of +7. Now, it doesn't mean that that will be exactly what it is, because let's say it gets struck down somehow. There's some legal proceedings going on trying to stop that from happening in Missouri right now. Republicans continue to push on. Good on ya. So glad to see ya. Where were ya in 2021? But it's okay. You're catching up now. Good job. Other states, Florida, Ohio, they are kind of waiting in the wings to see what see what they're going to do. And they are actually kind of dragging their feet a little bit. So are they actually all going to do this? Maybe not. I'm going to predict that they don't. But if they did, that's +7. Now, even if they don't do it this year, which would affect this midterms, they will do it eventually.
Yeah.
So let's say they wait until the next census or whatever, and they do it after 2030. This will happen at some point, but it may not just happen right now. They're being very bold by doing it right now. So let's say that's GOP plus 7. Okay, there you go. Now, that's the first one, redistricting. That's how the center of gravity is shifting. When I say center of gravity, really quickly, what I'm saying is politics typically, Donald Trump aside, tends to find the middle and then moves from it to get elected.
Yeah.
So if you're running in a Republican district, you tend to find what is the middle so that I'm normal, and then I move toward what my district believes, and then I kind of find that spot. Same on the left, they kind of move to the left of middle, although there's a lot more way far left than there used to be on the Democrat side. But typically that's the way politics works, is the middle kind of controls everything and everybody around it, it makes the laws, and it, and the more the middle moves in one direction, then that's where the country goes. So that's the first one, is redistricting. The second is what's before the Supreme Court right now. Oral arguments were last week concerning the Voting Rights Act, Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which would, well, right now, it forces racial gerrymandering. So gerrymandering, drawing districts based on people's race, is currently the way that that Voting Rights Act is interpreted.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court is discussing either removing race from redistricting at all or changing the way it is. I watched that case very closely because I'm into this stuff, and it looked like to me that Gorsuch, Alito, Kavanaugh, and Thomas were all in favor of getting rid of it entirely based on race because it's racist. And then, of course, the other side would be Kagan, Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. They were all in favor of keeping it because it's, I mean, I said this last week, nobody actually cares about the race aspect of this. It's all the political.
Right.
That's only what people care about, including myself. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's why we're talking about it, because it affects the politics. So then you have these two justices in the middle that nobody really knows how they're going to land, Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. And so people think that if one of them gets on board with gutting it, the whole thing will be gutted. If they don't, then they'll probably restrict it, which means that there's a lot of possible outcomes there. But let's say that they actually do remove the Voting Rights Act from law. The Supreme Court says, no, that's racist, or it's sunsetted. When you passed it in 1965, obviously race relations are different now than they were in 1965, so that law no longer applies. Here's how that would change the politics again in the direction of the GOP.
That doesn't even take into account the potential gutting of the VRA that is right now going to be in front of the Supreme Court. If you add that in, you
voting
could be
the
looking...
Voting Rights Act.
What? Yes,
voting
exactly right. The Voting Rights Act. If you add that in, then you could be looking about adding 10, 12, 15, 17 on top of this 7 seats. So I think a lot of folks like myself are looking at this. We're seeing, hey, wait a minute. Those national polls are, Democrats are not gaining the way that we expected.
Okay, so there's the numbers for you. He said on top of redistricting, which was saying, we're saying 7, that could add 10, 15 seats. You're talking about, if you take even a rather conservative approach there, you're talking about 20 to 25 or more seats that would shift Republican in the House.
Yeah.
And you're talking about semi-permanently there. I mean, nothing's ever permanent, but you're talking about that would move those seats for a generation to the right. And could Democrats ever catch up? No, they could not catch up in the current environment unless there's some sort of sweeping issue that everybody in America goes, oh, wait, moving back left here. But that doesn't happen that often, especially in the current climate.
Well, in the with their current politics and their current climate, they would be hosed. They would have to change the core of their politics and their political beliefs to become more moderate.
You got it. You got exactly what I'm going for, Brad. If this happens, Democrats would have to see the writing on the wall as a party, as voters, whatever. You'd have to see the writing on the wall and say, at the current state of things, our current stances on social issues, economic issues, whatever it may be, we will never win again. So they will have to move right. They'll have to go back to being something like Blue Dog Democrats, or the moderates in the party would have to take back over. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but I know that the far left part of the party would just wither on the vine. Mm-hmm. And we're staring this down right now. This actually is happening. Now, there's one more aspect of this. I'm going to read the Stephen Miller tweet that I mentioned going into this segment. He says, as of, this was just a couple days ago, posts a thing about the Voting Rights Act and a map of what it would change. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing it, but you can't see this. Democrats in the South would face almost a complete wipeout if the Supreme Court guts the Voting Rights Act. Stephen Miller says, how many people just realized that Dems had as many as 20 extra seats based on years of unconstitutional race-based gerrymandering? 20 extra seats for my entire lifetime.
That's a heck of a way
Brad's
to put
entire
that.
Lifetime. That they've been using this stuff for a long time. They're redistricting too.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the GOP have so much more room to gain? Because they haven't been playing that game. They haven't been playing that game as well as Democrats have. So Democrats can max it out a little bit more, but Republicans can max it out a lot more. So they have a lot more to gain. Same is true of the Voting Rights Act. There's one more aspect of this that nobody's talking about, though, because those two things are actually happening right now.
Yeah.
They're not theoretical. They're happening. But Stephen Miller also revealed that Democrats got 20 to 30 seats from counting illegals in the census. Nobody's talking about that one yet. 20, in his quote is, 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist except for illegal aliens counted in the census.
That's crazy.
Now, that's another one that's going to be before the Supreme Court. I can't tell you exactly when, but I do know that that's making its way up and probably will be decided by the Supreme Court. And if they decide to narrow that or eliminate that in any way, again, that adds more seats to Republicans.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about what I said at the beginning of the segment and the end of the last, generational transformation of politics.
Well, is it really a generational transformation of politics, or is it a like shift to an actual representation of the people of the United States?
Well, both of those things are true. You could put it either way and both would be true, because it is a shift, but it's a shift back to the way things really would be on an even playing field.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been.
Because what I'm looking at it. What you're telling me, especially with those last few things, the Democrats have been using the law to their advantage. It's not illegal what they've been doing unless the Supreme Court strikes it down. They've been using the law to their advantage. Same thing with counting illegals in the census. That's legal right now. So it's not like they're doing illegal things, but that's a misrepresentation of their voting base to maintain power and to make their party seem bigger, more popular than what it actually is. Because if that changes and everything shifts to the right, that means that the United States was being...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Misrepresented based on a couple things that get corrected legally.
Brad, I'm glad that you said that, because my hope was going in, like, I don't host every day, obviously. Mm-hmm. When Annie has a day off, I step in and we have some fun. And I love talking about this kind of stuff. My hope was in sharing that I would be able to paint it well enough to show how big of a deal that would be. Because the whole message of the entire Democrat Party, if that's true, will have to shift.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have to completely change. And what does the country look like if you no longer have the media and the Democrat Party saying really radical, far-left, progressive stuff all the time. I don't know. It's been like that my whole life.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what a shift of the political center to the right that hard, this suddenly, this quickly would look like. But I think it's something that we have to watch because it's the kind of thing that actually does change the culture. Mm-hmm. It changes the politics and everything downstream from that. So thank you, Brad. I hope that that kind of makes sense. That was my attempt to paint what's happening in politics in America right now and how it's probably going to affect the next generation. It's a huge, huge deal. Anyway, we'll take a short break and we'll come back with something maybe a little bit lighter, still politically related. Arnold Schwarzenegger. We got some sound of him talking about wanting to give you a new holiday. Stick around for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.